For the first time, inmates on remand at the Nsawanmi Maximum Security Prisons had an opportunity to have their cases heard within the prison walls. This follows the establishment of a special high court within the prison premises by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Wood, some months ago. It forms part of efforts to facilitate fair and speedy trial of remand cases with a hope to decongest the country's prisons. Human rights advocate Jonathan Osewusu, who had access to the Nsawanmi Maximum Prisons, tells Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe what transpired in the courtroom.
Somewhere in July this year, the Chief Justice inaugurated a high court at the Nsawanmi Prison. And for the first time, the high court, presided over by Justice Constance Omitou, sat before the court were 10 applications. The applications sought to seek for extension of time within which to appeal. And out of the 10 cases that were before the court, 9 of the applications were granted and then 1 was rejected. We had about 6 defilement cases, 2 narcotic cases, and then 1 fraud and 1 stealing. And the reason for denying the convict was that his issue was on narcotics. Narcotics, you know, possession of narcotics comes with a minimum sentence of 10 years. And within the 10 years, nothing else can be done because he got found guilty and sentenced, and that is all. But the application was to take leave of the court and then appeal. But according to the judge, he could not grant it because if a court has convicted you and given you the minimum sentence, then if you appeal, what are you going to appeal for?
Mr. Osewusu, explain to us, this is the first time that we're having a court sitting in a prison. Explain to us the reason for all this.
You know, the establishment of the court came as a result of the Justice for All program, where justice were sent to the doorstep of the remand prisoner in the various prisons across the country. In the same breath, people may have been convicted or unduly convicted or sentenced, and they may want to have the chance to appeal. This special court has been sent to the prisons so it will get closer to them. The process has also been made simpler. It is a way of decongesting the prisons by giving them fair and speedy trial and improve our criminal justice system as a country.
So what does this whole process mean for you, human rights advocate, bringing the court to the doorstep of these people?
Most often people put it in a phrase and say that justice delayed is justice denied. If we have several courts that will listen to cases day to day on day to day basis, then I think a lot of cases that becomes backlog for other judges or another court can be cleared. So at least having a court situated at Nsawanmi that has the appellate jurisdiction to listen to appeals and operate like the regular or the traditional court everywhere in the country, then people can run to the court. The court will listen to them, speed up their trial, and then the applications may go through so that judgment will be delivered.